from KQED.
Well, as John Myers alluded to, the state's approach to criminal justice has gone in a very new direction under Jerry Brown, driven in part by a court order to improve inmate health care and reduce the state's prison population. The problem dates back to 1990 in a lawsuit over the quality of mental health care for inmates. Underlying it all, too many prisoners and too few cells. The federal courts were ordering the state to reduce its inmate population. Here's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2006 telling the state legislature that the prisons were powder kegs.
Our prisons are in crisis. We have inherited a problem that was put off year after year after year.
Finally, 5 years later, the legislature passed AB 109. It was the most fundamental reform of California's criminal justice system in more than a generation. It was called realignment, and it transferred responsibility for tens of thousands of low-level criminals from state prisons to county jails and probation officers. UC Berkeley criminologist Barry Crisberg says California adopted realignment so fast, counties struggled just to keep their heads above water.
I mean, if you had done this logically, you would have announced everyone we're going to do it. You probably would have spent a year or so planning it out, training, and making it happen. That's not how realignment happened. It just happened.
That process, or lack thereof, rankles critics of realignment, including Michael Rushford of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation in Sacramento.
It was a 425-page bill. It never saw a committee hearing. It was never brought to the floor, passed both houses, and went to the governor's desk without debate. Kind of in the back room somewhere.
Realignment took effect 5 months after the governor signed it into law, leaving local law enforcement officials scrambling. The biggest immediate impact was felt in county jails. We visited a Fresno County jail in the summer of 2012. We met inmates there who had served time in state prisons. They said conditions in the jail were much worse than state prison.
There's no programs here. There's no school. There's no education. There's no jobs. I mean, we go to yard. This yard is once a week, every Monday for an hour. That's it. No sunlight, no fresh air.
Several said they'd rather go back to state prison. Conditions in jail were that bad. At the time, Sheriff Margaret Mims called realignment a triple whammy.
We were hit so hard, so fast, with many more inmates, and we're all scrambling to figure out how we're going to deal with it.
In the first 2 years of realignment, the state sent $2 billion to counties. Each could use the money to implement the new policy however it saw fit. The overarching goal was to reduce the churn of parole violators in and out of state prisons, and to let counties manage low-level offenders. From Governor Jerry Brown's perspective, realignment was a huge success, and he said so early last year.
There's no question that there were big problems in California prisons. Overcrowding, health care, lack of mental health care. But after decades of work, the job is now complete.
But for counties, the job was just beginning. Fresno Sheriff Margaret Mims, sitting in her office this week, reflecting back on the first 3 years of realignment.
I've been involved in law enforcement for 32 years. We have never had a readjustment or realignment or reorganization, however you want to phrase it, as big as this.
Mims is happy about one thing. Fresno is using $80 million from the state to build a brand new jail. They'll need it. County jails were designed to house inmates for relatively short periods of time. Now, one prisoner in Fresno is serving an 18-year sentence. UC Berkeley's Barry Crisberg.
So suddenly you had people who were getting very long sentences under existing sentencing laws, but now to county jails. And county jails are designed to hold people for a year, not for 5 years.
With those longer sentences come higher health care costs for inmates, a burden shifted from the state to local government. Liberal counties like San Francisco quickly embraced realignment. Resistance was strongest inland, in places like Kings County, where Sheriff Dave Robinson was an outspoken critic. And now?
I'm still a lock 'em up and throw away the key kind of guy for certain things, like the sex offenses, gang offenses, etc. But on some of these realigned crimes, I do think we have some opportunities to make a difference in people's lives and turn them around so they don't become, you know, career criminals.
3 years into it, realignment has not solved the state's prison overcrowding problems, as Governor Brown promised it would. The inmate population dropped about 25,000, but there's still nearly 3,000 inmates too many to satisfy the courts. On the other hand, the shift hasn't led to the rising crime rates that critics feared. Property crimes did go up at first, but are back down again, and violent crime is still at historically low levels. But that's little consolation to Michael Rushford with the Conservative Criminal Justice Legal Foundation.
It's going to be when every neighborhood has a dead body. Then all of a sudden it's going to become an issue. So it's okay to say everything's fine. We can just let that happen. I know what's going to happen.
So far, it seems that local officials have largely adapted to realignment, and early critics, like Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims, say the funding formula has been tweaked, so rural counties like hers get more state money. Still, she worries the money will eventually go away.
My fear is, and what has happened historically, is 5 or 10 years down the road, people forget this was a state issue, not a county issue. And then we'll say, okay, county, this is your deal. Why are we paying for it?
Realignment isn't an issue in this year's campaign for governor, and it could take years to see if Jerry Brown's signature criminal justice law succeeds or fails.